The deadly collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel construction site has riveted New Orleans. Right now, though, what also needs more attention are the businesses contending with the slow-motion disaster still unfolding around it. With one of the city's key intersections blocked and the wreckage of this tragic bungle still to be addressed, they face a struggle. I'm specifically addressing the food and drink spots because, well, welcome to my beat. Plus, we owe them one. This area, the intersection of the French Quarter and the CBD, was desperately in need of new life before the Hard Rock Hotel idea materialized. On the map, it looks central, but neglect and dubious development decisions had left it grungy and blank. But slowly, one by one, new businesses started staking claims along these blocks and enlivening them. Not surprisingly, independent New Orleans restaurants have been part of that story. These are the same places bearing the brunt of the now broken street grid and iffy timelines still flowing from the Hard Rock Hotel fiasco. That's a shame, because together they show a diverse range of styles and flavors helping invigorate these blocks. I'm talking about Palm and Pine, one of the most exciting New Orleans restaurants to open this year. Killer Po' Boys and Mahoney's Po' Boys for two very different reads on the sandwich. Dini's Seafood, the classic. Cleo's Mediterranean Cuisine for night-saving 24-hour Middle Eastern flavors. Back of Town Coffee Parlor for a vital cup, and the Upper Quarter Bar for a late-night drink. All remain open. One key piece here is forced to remain closed, though, the Ruby Slipper Cafe on a cordoned-off block of Canal Street. But you can find its dishes, and this restaurant's staff, at other Ruby Slipper locations. Our restaurants do a lot more than feed us in New Orleans. Sometimes, we need to do a little more for them, too. Get details on all the spots I rattled off at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.